Here we're holding Daf Pei Tes Lamed Aleph on top. Again, it says in the Mishnah that Chatzi Lug Shem Le Toida. Why does he have a Chatzi measuring cup of a Chatzi Alug? So the Mishnah says that was for the Shemen of a Toida. And Huadin was also for the Mayim of a Saita. Now the Gemara explains. Tani we learned. Rabbi Akiva Reimer. Ma Tamu Leimer Ba Shemen Shnei Pomim. How come it says the word twice? Bashemin b'shemin. Rashi says there's chalos matzos blulos b'shemin, or a kike matzos meshuchim b'shemin. Would it be enough to say it one time? Why is that to say by the chalos, by the matzos of the toida two times? Samar says ilu le'nemer ela b'shemin echad. If it only would have said the word b'shemin once, ha'yisiem I would have said harayu kuchol hamanoches. If I gave any other mincham lelug, all you have to have is just one lug of shemin for the matzos. But after Shekosa Bashemin Bashemin, now that it says twice the word Bashemin Bashemin, have a ribu yach ribu, it's a ribu after ribu, and the klal then is v'yein ribu yach ribu elu lamayit, it takes it away, so you don't have to have a whole lug, but it's enough to have a chati lug. A chati lug shemin is enough. Is miyat hakos of a chati lug? There's a miyat hakos to say it's enough to have a chati lug shemin for the chalos of the toida. In other words, for the three minim of matzos, it's enough to have between, for all three minim, only a chatzi lug of shemen. So notice the question, is it true what you're saying? Ribu yacha ribui, lechura chad ribui, it's only one ribui, like one word b'shemen you need. It's only one extra word b'shemen, so it's only one ribui. So we'll say like this better. Ela rav ilu le'nema b'shemen kolikur. If we wouldn't have said the word b'shemen altogether, ha'yisi ayim, I would have said harei yukachol ha'menoches. It's like any other mincha. I would have known by itself the lug. That's enough to have a lug. Akshav shenema b'shemen b'shemen. Now it says the word b'shemen b'shemen twice. Have a ribu yacha ribui. And now the klal is rein ribu yacha ribui ela lamayit. So that's the klal now. It's a ribu yacha ribui ela lamayit. And therefore we say miyatu ha'kosav l'chati lug. The pasuk took it down to be chayv only for chatzi lug. Now the Gemara says, "Yochel, I would have thought to say yechatzi lug ze mischalik lishloshes minim lechalis ulurikikun ulurivichom." I would have thought to say, "Now this chatzi lug of shemen should be divided up equally between the three different minim of the chalis of the matzis that are brought for the toidom." Now, there are four minim, but one is chametz. That one does not have shemen, but the other three matzis, they should have altogether a chati lug of shemen. Kishuem, when the pasuk says ba shemen beravicha, it says an extra word ba shemen by the ravicha when you scold the flour. Is shein tamaloyma? It didn't have to say it. So ribui shemen ravicha. The reason why the pasuk says it teaches us you have to have a little bit more shemen by the ravicha. So haketzah, how does it come out? It comes out like this: mevi chati lug shemen. Bring taka a chatzi lug of shemen for the lachme toida, the chaytzeyu, and divide it in half. So chatzi of lechalas rakikin, half of this, in other words, a quarter of the lug of shemen is used in the 10 chalas and the 10 rakikin. The chatzi of the other half of the chatzi lug, the other quarter of a lug, is the ravicha. It's meant for the ravicha. So that's how we divide up the shemen. Oh, Malo Reb Leza ben Azayo. Akiva, she said back to Akiva, imato mar b'kola yom kule b'shemen b'shemen, eni shemen l'cho. If you want it on, to have drushes, to have more shemen, I won't listen to you. El around the cloud is like this. Chatzi luk shemen l'toida. There's a chatzi luk shemen brought for the toida. Or revius shemen l'nozir, v'yechor osa yom shebein nido l'nido, halok l'moshim esinai. As he argues on the Kiva and says, you can't learn out this drasha from these psukim over here to say that you have a chatzi lug shemen for the toidor. But rather, he holds, it's halach l'mashim esinai, that these three halachas, that you have to have a chatzi lug shemen for the minchas of a toidor. And revi'ah shemen l'nozir. And the halachas of 11 days, means after an isha finishes her nidus, when she sees dam first, she's tummy midiraisa for 7 days, whether she sees then or doesn't see those 7 days. Then after the 7 days are up, for the next 11 days midiraisa, then she could become a zava. Meaning if she'll see 3 days straight in a row, she becomes a zava. That's when she needs zayin nikiyin midiraisa.
So these halachas are halachas l'moshe m'sinai.
Rashi says the halacha goes on that you say chetziv olachalos and chetziv af revucham, that's not from the mikra from Sukkim, but rather that's from the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Now it says the lug hoyu moideid, used to measure it in a lug. The chol hamnachas, the Mishnah says, all the menachas, every mincha had one lug of shemen. And then it was a machlekes. Let's say you bring 60 isorin. So Tanakama says you have to have 60 lugs of shemen. And Lezer Ben Yaakov is one that says no, that all you have to have is just one lug of shemen. So Mura says Tanu Rabbanan that the mitzera oni ksiv, by when the mitzera is an oni, when you have to bring his mincha, so it says isorin bolul, you have to have isorin mixed the lug. It has to be mixed with the lug of shemen. Is limud al isorin shatana lug. This is the limud that an isorin, a flower from mincha, has to have one lug of shemen mixed into it. Divrei chacham, these are the words of the chachamim. Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Lezer, they both say no. Afilu mincha shashishim esreinim. Ein lo el luga. No matter how many esreinim you have for this mincha, no matter how many you want to be menadif to bring, as long as it's in one mincha, one kli, all you have to have is just one lug of shemen. Why? Shneimer the pasuk says, la mincha v'lug shemen. Mashma, no matter how big this mincha is, you do not need more than one lug of shemen. So Mara says, Rav Nechemer v'Rav Lezer, hai isorin bolol v'lug may avdolei. What do they do with this pasuk, this mashma, for every isorin of flour, you have to have a lug of shemen? So Mara says, ahu l'gufei, to come rachmon, the Torah says, laisi chad isorin, to bring one isorin, and with that you have to have one lug. Now no matter how many more esreinim you bring, still you only need one lug. But the pasuk is coming to teach us mikra din that a normal mincha needs one isorin of flour, and one with that, when with that one isorin of flour, you have to have a lug of shemen. So Mara says v'iduch the other man diyama lagufu leitzarach. We don't need the pasuk lagufu for itself. The ribur is that no matter how many esreinim you have, all you need is just one lug of shemen. Why don't we need the pasuk lagufe? Midigola rachmona gavi mitzera. Since the pasuk says by a mitzera gimel kabonis, the gimel esreinim, you have to have three kabonis and three esreinim. Is hocho dechad korbin chad isaron? Mainly here by an oni pshita, since there's only one korbin, you only have to have one isaron. So only the special pasuk to teach us that no matter how many menachas you have, how many esreinim you have, you only have to have one shemen. One lug of shemen. V'idach no, isfach suli the pasuk legufei. Because otherwise, salkot ayat dechamin, Rav would have thought to say, hoyo v'chas rachmon olayu. Since the Torah had rachmonos on him, on this mitzvah that's an oni, to bring him in chom, lasu yibedalas, eim lali boy minei klal, maybe you don't have to have shemen altogether, it's kamash mo, no, but still you have to have a luk shemen. Vidoch, the other man, the Yomos, the Gamal Yashkan, you don't find any mincha that comes without a shemen, so pshit, you have to have shemen there. For Rabbonin now, hai la mincha v'lug shemen mayavdilei, what do they do with this pasuk of la mincha, which is mashma, according to Nechemya, that no matter how big the mincha is, no matter how many esreinim you have there, all you have to have is just one lug of shemen, so what do they do with this? And tomorrow, who, le misnadev mincha, if somebody is misnadev to bring a mincha, Shulayiv chois midover atoyin lug. Should not bring less than something needs a lug. O maniyu, what is it? Isorin. There's the least amount of a mincha that you can menadif to bring is one isorin of flour, and with that isorin of flour, you have to have one lug of shemen. Vidach, what's the other man you do with this? Tati shamen minoy. You could hear two things from this pasuk of la mincha of a lug shemen. You could hear two things. First of all, that a mincha has to be at least an isorin. And then secondly, no matter how many esreinus of flour you want to be menadif to bring for your mincha, still all you have to have is just one lug of shemen. Yeah, then it says in the Mishnah that shisha lepar, you have to have six lugim, which is a chatziyahin for the nesochim of a par. Arbol ayil, you have to have four lugim, which is a shlish of a hin for an ayil. And shloish lekeves, you have to have three lugim, which is a quarter of a hin for the keves. Minolan, how do we know this from? The Gemara says this too, because the pasuk says, v'nizkeyem chatzi ahin yil apar. It says clearly that for par, the nesochim has to be a chatzi ahin. And hin is trace a lugi heaven. A hin itself was 12 lugim. Therefore, chati lug is 6. So you have to have 6 lugim of shemen for this mincha. The pasuk says, shemen zayis hin, or shemen zayis was a hin. The chassidah says, shemen mishchas kodesh yezeh, lilu darasechem. This shemen amishcha, it says the word zeh, and we dash in zeh, is bigamatria trace to heaven. It was 12. So therefore, here it's a chati hin, which you have to have 6 lugim for the mincha of a par. Now, shloish the mishten zov, shloish shomachzum lemenorah. You have to have 3.5 lugim for the menorah. Why? Because chati lug, lechol ner, every ner had to have a chati lug. Minon and Emily, how do we know this from? The Tanur Rabban learned like this, may erev ad the boiker. Meaning to say, tein lo midosa, put enough oil inside the menorah, shetei the lekes melechas, it should burn and go on, may erev ad boiker from evening until the morning. The rach, another pshat is, may erev ad boiker. Ein lo chla avoid the shekshara may erev ad boiker. No other avoid that's kosher to do from evening until morning, el zubavad, only that lekes of an eris. Now, v'shir chom, the chom gave a shir, chati lug. That's how much shemen you have to have a chati lug. May ot of yatzar from evening until the morning. That's the shir of a chati lug. Ikud yarmi, some say, milamalo lamato, the shir is from upwards, downwards. Milamalo lamato shirai. Ikud yarmi, some say, no, mimato lamala shirai. They did it from down upwards. Man diyoma mimata lamala from down upwards shirei is atayra chosam amon nishay Yisrael. The Ratari had rachmonis on the money of Klai Yisrael. Well, man diyoma, the one that says though mimal lamata a lot and then go downwards shirei, why? Because eina nius b'mokam ashiris. In the base of Midrash, we're acting like ashirim malachim. We do not act stingy to be like an onizir. Now exactly what this means is, like, how do they figure out how much shemen burns the whole night? So Man Diyama says, first they put in a lot of shemen and let it burn out the night, and they saw the next morning there was still some shemen left over. So next day they did less and less and less until they finally got the exact measurement. So that's the pshat from Eina Niyas and Mokam Ashirus, that you have to start out with a lot. And the other Man Diyama says, no, Atar Achos Amorin Yishai Yisrael means the beginning they put a little bit shemen. And they saw that did not light the whole night. So they added, the next day they added some more shemen and more, that will finally both ways to come out to a chatilug. A chatilug of shemen, that's how much shemen there will be stay lit for the whole night. Now the Mishnah says, Ma'orvin nischei erim v'nischei porim. You can mix up the nesochim of a par with the nesochim of an ayil. In other words, both menochis you can mix up together, because both of the blilas were shavah. Because they had shnei lugim shemen, li saron tzolos, v'ichi saron a flower, there was 2 lugim of shemen. Because the nesochim of a par used to bring 3 asrenim of tzolos, and used to have 6 lugim of shemen, so 2 to 1. And the mincha nesochim shalayil was only shnei asrenim, and used to have 4 lugim. So kitzur proportionally was 2 lugim of shemen, v'ichi saron a flower. Therefore they could be mixed up. So again, the Mishnah says, Ma'orvin nischei elim, the mincha comes with an ayil, could be mixed up with the nesochim, with the mincha that comes with a par. Nischei kvosim and nischei kvosim sheyochem b'shaltibur, and who are then the nesochim that's brought with the kevus, with the korban olah, could be mixed up a sheyochem b'shaltibur. Because by the kvosim, every mincha comes one yisar in a flower, with shloish lugim shemen. Therefore, if they get mixed up, it's not bottle, it's okay. Now, shall yoyim b'shal emesh. Today's mincha could also be mixed up with yesterday's. Avolei morvin nischei kvosim b'nischei porim v'elim. But you cannot mix up this mincha that comes with a keves, because it has much more oil. Here it has 3 lugim of shemen, to only 1 isur on a flour. So that can't be mixed up with the nischei porim v'elim. There they only have 2 lugim of shemen to the 1 isur on a flour. But since it's a different proportion, it cannot be mixed up together. V'yimbolulon, let's say they were mixed up. V'yimbolulon, eilu b'fnei yatzman, eilu b'fnei yatzman. If first the minchas of the porim were mixed up, made together by itself, and then it got mixed up, and then the nischei kvosim also was mixed up first by itself, and then v'nisarv, then it got mixed up, and echnami, then the ma'isa is still kosher. That's still kosher. But imat shaloi bolol, that's how they got mixed up before you make mincha by itself.
before you abolish its own shemen and flour, the two minochas got mixed up, then talk it's possible. Then the Mishnah says, that ha-keves ha-bo imoimer, the korban that came with the minchas oimer, that means on the 16th day of Nisan, the pasuk says you have to bring a keves, also keves for an oilo. So that keves that came for korban oilo, afa pi shemichos ha-kfula, even though its mincha was kfula, meaning you had to use shnei esroinim of solus, instead of one esroin, you had to use two, but still, loy hoyin esroch kfulim, the amount of shemen was not doubled. You only had to have just three lugum of shemen, even though there were three, and what then, three lugum of yayin, even though there were two esroinus of flour, still, the shemen was the same amount, only three lugum shemen for this mincha. Now the Gemara says, or a minu, I have a question. The pasuk says, "Viktiru, you should burn them." Shleyariv chalovim bechalovim. You're not allowed to mix up a chelov of one korban with the chelov of another korban. So here also, how could you mix up in a sochem a mincha, one mincha with another mincha, even though it had the same proportion? But so what? You're not allowed to mix up the imurim together. It says here, "Viktiru, burn each korban by itself." Shleyariv chalovim, the fat for this korban, the fat for that korban. Verse is Amar Rabbi Yochanan. In this tarvo, just means the Mishnah would say, if it gets mixed up, but Avad Lechatchili, you're not supposed to mix them up. You're supposed to burn each one separately. Just with the evidence, if it got mixed up, still it's kosher. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, in this tarvo, yeah, comma, for the Mori Yochi, if so, the Ein Ma'arvin, Nischei Kvosim, Nischei Parm V'Elim, what does that mean to say? It says you should not mix them up. What does it mean to say? V'Afilu Nisarvo Namiloi, that even if it got mixed up, still it's possible. These things are possible even by the Yevid. The Reisha is kosher by the Yevid, but Nichsei Porm and Nichsei Kvosim, even by the Yevid it's possible. Samara says no. Vami Diktani Seifa, Sinza says in the Seifa, Bonulon Elu Bifnayatzmon, if you mix them up first by itself, the Menachas of the Porm, Vienu Bifnayatzmon, and you mixed up the Menachas of the Kvosim by itself, and then Vinis Albu got mixed up together as Ksherim. That's what the Sefer says. If so, Mechlal de Reisha, Lechetchil Komar. So, the Sefer is Mashma, but the evidence for Kosha. So, when the Reisha says you couldn't mix them up, it's Mashma, even Lechetchil you're allowed to. Because the Sefer is Mashma only, but Lechetchil you should not. But the Reisha that says you let them mix up the Nesachim of the Purim with the Nesachim of the Elim, that's Mashma, even Lechetchil. Samar says no. Omer Abaye Abaye says, how can come? This is what the Mishnah means to say. That the Reish, when it says Marvin Lechetchilu, know what it means? Marvin Yenem means to say that im nisarvo solsam v'shomnon, that if you already mixed up b'diyevet the solus and the shemen and of the menachis of the nesachim and the other got mixed up together, so now Lechetchilu you're allowed to mix up the Yenem together. The Rashi says since you start out to mix up already the menachas together, that's only b'diyevet, but once it was done already, now l'chatchili will let you mix up the yayin that comes with it. But the yayin l'chatchili loy, but you know, if you didn't mix up the shemen, if you did not have the menachas mixed up yet, the menachas of the parm and the menachas of the elum are separate, senech nami, now you should not mix up the yayinim together. So Moses says, is that true? The yayinim l'chatchili loy, but a tiny run like this, the medvur mamur, when was it said that you should not mix it up lechetchilam the solus for shemen? You should not mix up the menachis of the porm with the menachis of the elim. Avu yain marvin, but mashma just if you had the two yainims, that every these porm and these elim, the nesachim was to bring a mincha with the yain. Here it says mashma the yain is marvin even lechetchila. So how could you say no that if you did not mix up the menachis, then even the yayin lechatchilu should not mix up, and eretz mashmi you could. So more answers like this: Ela rather Amar Abaya, Hochi Kamar, Heicha do Huktar Slosim v'Shamnon. In the case where it was already burnt, you already marked there, the mincha, then marv yayin lechatchilu, then you're allowed to mix up the yayin lechatchilu. But Heicha do Huktar, but we did not burn the mincha yet. Then in the sarvos salsa neshamam, if b'diyevet got mixed up already the menachas together, then marv namiyev will mix up the yenim also. But v'yimlav, if the menachas are not getting mixed up yet, ein marvin, you cannot mix up the wine. Why? Dil ma'osei leruvei selus v'shamam lechachila. that once we see you mixing up the wines together, we're afraid to what then you come to mix up the menachas also together. Sefenechnami, we did not mix up the wines. If you did not mix up the menachas yet, huadin, you're not supposed to mix up the yenam either.
Then the Mishnah says that keder saboyim oimer, the korban oimer, that the minchas oimer is brought on the second day of Pesach. So even though there's a korban keder to be brought with it, and the other pasuk says you should bring two esrainim, but still the shemen is the same amount, just shloisha lugim shemen. Tanya Rabbanan, learn like this. The pasuk says, "Uminchasai shnei esrainim," that the mincha of this kevah should be two esrainim of flour. So Lima comes to teach us, "Al kevah sabo imoimer," that this kevah that comes with the yomer she minchasai kfula, that the mincha is double the amount. Said so, Yochai would have thought to say, "Kishem she minchasai kfula," just like the mincha is double amount. Kach yenim kofu, maybe you adin the yenim shaft have double the amount of yain also. Tamalemno, the pasuk says, "V'niskoi yain revias in," that you have to have a normal amount of revias in of yain and not more. But Yochai would have thought to say, "True, loya yainim kofu, maybe the wine is not double the amount. Why sheino nivla limin chosei? Because the yain is not mixed up with the mincha." Avo bot ye shamnoi kofu, but maybe the shemen should be doubled. Why? Since the shemen is mixed up with the mincha, just like the mincha is doubled, maybe what in the shemen should also be doubled. On this Talmudim, no, the pasuk says, v'niskoi, meaning to say, kol nesoch lo ye el revias, or just like the revias hayayin, who adin, there's a revias hayin, which means there's only three lugim of shemen, not more. My Talmud, how do we know this from? On Reb Loza, Ksivit says, v'nisko, the karina v'niskoi. So boy, how do we do it? Ketzer has to come out. Nisko means the mincha, kenisko the yayin. The same amount of shema that you put into the mincha is the same amount of yayin you use. Ma yayin, just like by yayin, the pasuk says clearly, revia sahin, which is three lugim, of shema ruadin, the shema that's used for this mincha, that's brought with the keves, is not a revia, it's a revia sahin, meaning three lugim shema and not more. Even though there's double amount of flour, there's two isrenas of flour, and even though usually regular mincha that has one isren needs three lugim of shemen, here even though it needs two isrenim, still it only needs one. It only needs a regular shloisha or revia sahin. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Yechanan says that this is a chiddush that osham mitzera when it's mitzera brings his korban osham sheshachatu shloi lishmoi. If they made the shchita shloi lishmoi, the locher is toyin the sochim. Still, when you bring it, you have to bring the sochim with it. It's still toyin the sochim. So Rashi says it means kemoi shim shochetu lishmon. The same if you shechta oshem lishmon and he's in the sochim with it. Shlo lishmon also needs in the sochim. Whereas lahokin nokad oshem mitzayra dilu oshem the yamaregel oshem im shochmu shlo lishmon korb lo in the sochim and nachman bring without the sochim. Kedimikara. A regular Oshem does not need Nesachim. Abel Oshem, Mitzorah de Toy Nesachim, and needs it, Yitzchak Lameima. Techishach at Shlel Lishmon, Toy Nesachim. Even though Yeshech to Shlel Lishmon, maybe it's not Olu Lubayl Mishum Choyva, but I call upon him still, when you bring it, it needs the Nesachim with it. Why? Because if Yechanan says, She'im Iyat Toy Mekan, if you're not going to say like this, Pas Losoy, this Oshem will be possible, he won't be able to bring the Oshem. Rashi says, if you're not going to say that needs nesachim, to bring with loy nesachim, plus losoy melakra v'gam mizbech. You can't bring the nesachim on the mizbech. To the mitzvah, we loy chozi. For the mitzvah, it's not fit, she reshachtish, no lishmoy. So it's not only lebanon l'mishum chayva. The oshim is not mekayim is chayv with this korban. Or loy loy chozi, why shor lo nitzuk l'reya, it wasn't put l'reya, to pasture in the fields. For a rule in the dova, the oshim doesn't come from the dova. Alva nesachim osu l'mizbech. But the nesachim has to go on the mizbech. For Yoshom le Kahanim, for Tzorach Oshom Achal Lachshera, this Oshom goes to the Kahanim, and the Mitzvah needs another Oshom Lachshera for his Chayva. But our Koponim is brought with Nesachim. Maskev lo Rav Menashio Bagada, Elumiyat is so, Keves Haboim Oimer, the Korban that comes with the Yoimer also, should be the same thing. Sheshachtu Shalishmo, let's say the Shechtu Shalishmoi, you want to tell me, Tei Minchosek Fula, that
Lamaisi should have to bring a mincha with it. Why? Because Shemiya Toim Mekenev not going to have to bring a mincha with this keves, plus losoi. Again, the korban would be posel. And the reason why it says this special keves is this thing of the minchas kfula. Regular keves only needs one isorin. This keves that comes with the yemen needs two esrainim. But our korban is the same svar. If you're not going to bring it, it's mincha be posel. And he gets the same question also for tamid, the regular korban of tamid also. For tamid shashachar should be the same halacha. Sheshachatu shloi lishmoi, if they made the shchit shloi lishmoi, is also chur yeitoin shnei gezirim. Should have to have two pieces of wood like the mincha, like the korban atomid has to have. Like it says Gemara Yuma, Obir, Oleo, Akoin Rashi says Eitim. He has to have two sticks of wood there. And also, Bakoin Echot, one kain has to do it. He should have to have this also, even though the shchit was done shloi lishmoi, and said the same thing. Shem iya toimikin, if not considered like this, post losoi. The korban would be posel. The same thing with Tomit Shabbat Abayim also. Sheshokot Shalal Lishmoi. The Medishkit Shalal Lishmoi. Also the same as far as Yeitoin Shnei Gezirim. Should have to have also two pieces of wood put on the Mizbeach. Shnei Karim Atukahanim. That's the way the Tomit Shabbat Abayim was done. Because again, say the same Svara. Shemiyah Toemikah is not going to say like this. Plus Losa, the korban would be totally be posel. And so Akam Abyechon only said his Kalal by the Oshim of a Mitzvara. Why not be all these kabbonis? So one teretz is Einachanayim is taka true. By all these kabbonis, he meant to say that when you bring it, even though it's shalei l'shmoi, still you have to have its nesachim with it. So Morris, Elu Rava Omer Abaye, and Elu Omer Abaye Chodim and Einachan. Like one teretz is Einachanayim. All these cases will be the same halacha. How come Rabbi Yochanan only picked one case of Oshem Einachanayim? You only picked one case. But not lafuka, these other halachas. These other halachas have the same case also. Rab Abba Amano, Bishle Mahanach, all these other kabbonis you just mentioned, Oilus Ninu. You know what they turn out? They're korban oilo. And the klal is, Eloi Chazil Yolus, if they're not fit for korban oilo, or chayvo, korban oilus nadova could be brought from oilus nadova. So even though the shechita was done, shalai lishmo, still it's kosher for nadova. Elohoka, but over here, by this Osher Mitzvah, Eloh Muk misled the Mosai. If you're not going to leave it to be a regular Osher Mitzvah, with its own Mincha, Osher Nadava Meika, there's no Osher Nadava to be brought. Therefore, Sabi Yochanan's Chiddush only by an Osher Mitzvah, even though the Shechit was done, Shle Lishmah, still you should bring the Menachis. First says, Tanya Kabosti, do Rabbi Yochanan, I've been approved for Rabbi Yochanan. It says clearly, Osher Mitzvah, the Yoshim that a Mitzvah brings. Sheshachatu shalai lishmoi, if the shchit was done shalai lishmoi, oi shalai nosen midoma ka'agabi behinis, they did not put from the blood of it on the behinis, on the thumbs of the mitzvah, harezu oilo lagavi mizbech, still it's oilo lagavi mizbech, and still, the toy nesachim, you have to have the nesachim, the menachas brought with it, v'tzorach oshem achalat hiroi, that since this oshem was brought shalai lishmoi, that's the klal ta'ol l'bayla mishum chayva, Sinagam, you have to bring another one. Just in order to be brought this korban, Amadat has to be the Nesachim with it. That's of Yechanan's Chiddush. That even though the Bailam are not Makayim the Chayiv, but I call upon him, this Oshim is brought with its Nesachim. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape. At the end of the tape, then turn over, we'll continue that Tzaddik on the other side.